NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. The beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. And we're back with Harley Schlanger and the LaRouche Foundation. You can go to LaRouche, LaRouchePAC.com. And if you go to the other website, LaRouchePUB.com, you have some amazing articles, and we're actually going to be having this weekend a G20 meeting. You have the choice of either trade or war. And right now we're trying to choose. I hear some idiots out there saying that Belt and Road is a Chinese imperial takeover of the world economy. It's not. It's an introduction that other economies, if they participate in a road system like the Roman road system, it'll allow trade with many other second or third world countries. It'll allow international trade to preempt the idea of eventually having an exchange of nuclear, chemical, biological, scalar, and weather weapons. And that literally trade is a thing, for example, in the ancient world. The Silk Road is the reason why China never invaded the West. Only Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan actually went right up to the streets of Paris and beyond. China had no intentions because they were trading. They were getting gemstones and other things they wanted from the Middle East, and they were selling silk. That's why it's called the Silk Trail. And people need to grasp these things are ancient, that the ancient wisdoms of the Asians and the Chinese knew there was no need for these things. For example, China wants a trade deal with the West. We just simply want a few basic things like intellectual property protection and making sure products are high quality so they don't have melamine and dog food. But beyond that, I'm sure when we have a tariff-free world, both us and the Chinese will be happy. And as long as we have intellectual property protection, there's a number of engineers. In fact, they graduate more engineers in China than all the engineers and PhDs in every hard biological or other mechanical science. And we have to realize that to protect planet Earth, we need to collaborate with scientists in every language and every skin color and every nation in order to have a defensive Earth strategy. A defensive Earth against things like AI, defensive Earth against coronal mass ejection from the sun that can cause not only pole shift but also wipe out our power grids. A defensive Earth against collapse and due to climate change, which, by the way, I don't think these people that think they're experts on climate really know what they're talking about. I was a charter member of Greenpeace along with Patrick Moore 50 years ago. What I see happening is blithering morons discussing things they have no right to actually open their mouth or yap about, when in actual fact, the collaborative of smart people around the world could solve these problems. But we need to be friendly and collaborative rather than getting ready for war. And I'm hoping that Trump shaking hands and debating and making a joke about don't interfere with our elections with Mr. Putin is an opening remark to mainly for the news media to say, look, you know, Russia never interfered with our elections. This is just something that's obvious. It's obvious even from the Mueller report. Mueller, who is a criminal, and there's going to be lots of things come up when he answers questions and shows that he tried to hide things like the Strzok and Page emails. But the fact is that Trump has enough common sense as a businessman to know you got to deal with people that aren't necessarily nice or easy in order to get a deal. And he can get, he's a deal maker. He's the guy that wrote the best deal maker book in the world. So I'm really proud of Trump, and I think he's going to make a deal in G20 that's going to eventually lead before the election to a trade arrangement with Russia and China and the demilitarization of La Orchilla Island and Punta Huerte and the South China Sea Islands. There's no need for that. The most trafficked area in the world. And I honestly think Belt and Road is a great godsend to the entire planet. In fact, it seems to me like the Chinese have studied Western successes right from Hamiltonian economics to many other things. So after the 2008 collapse, they did what we should have done, which is to advance our investment in our infrastructure. They did, and we didn't. We made the big bloated banks bigger and fatter and collapsed a lot of the smaller banks. So the Chinese studied our history, and they did it, and we didn't. Isn't that silly?
Well, Bill, let me give you an update from Osaka, because a lot is going on there.
Right.
And this is where the G20 is meeting.
Right.
The Putin-Trump meeting was almost 90 minutes today. And it did start with the two of them sitting there with the press going typically crazy in a feeding frenzy, demanding to know, did you tell Putin not to mess with our elections? And what Trump said, he wagged a finger at Putin and said, don't mess with our elections.
Right.
Which both I'm almost jokingly,
you know. In other words, it's like
it was joking. Both of them were laughing, and the press went crazy. Cuomo on CNN just said, with all the evidence in the Mueller report, how can he treat this as a joke? And the point is, he can treat it as a joke because the Mueller report is a joke. The Mueller report has no evidence whatsoever of Russian hacking because there was Russian hacking. It's fraud.
So believe me, if there was Weissman, the attack dog.
From Osaka.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really quite exciting.
Right.
Putin and Xi and Modi had a meeting. Now, this was after Pompeo went to India and tried to strong-arm the Indians into aligning with what's called the Indo-Pacific region, which is an attempt to counter the Silk and Road that Pompeo and others are coming up with.
Right.
And the Indians said, look, we're more than happy to do mutual defense work with you. We'll do maneuvers with you. But we also have to look in our own region at the economic development prospects that are there, and that's why we're doing things with China. And we're buying weapons from Russia because they have weapon systems that mesh with what we already have.
Right.
So Pompeo came away from the meeting with nothing except a grin on his face saying, oh, we had a very good discussion. Now, the Indians aren't trying to be nasty to the United States. They're being nasty to Pompeo, who was trying to strong-arm them. Meanwhile, Modi and Xi and Putin discussed these things, the trade and the mutual defense policy. Then you also have tomorrow a meeting with Xi and Trump, where Trump said, look, maybe we'll get this trade deal done. If not, we'll get it back on track.
Right.
I'm optimistic. I trust Xi. We both know that we need this for our countries. And, you know, Trump, I think, is still, as part of his bargaining point, saying that the United States is doing fine with collecting the tariffs, even though the long-range implications of this are not good. Because
no,
if we have trade war with China, it's going to hurt both countries.
Well, let me insert something that's very important on China's perspective. I have been checking my back channels, and I found out that a number of companies are leaving China at a very rapid pace because of the lack of finalization of a deal between China and America and the West. And those companies are moving to other Asian countries primarily. And China needs to make a deal so they don't continue to see their own internal stock market and so on collapse. And China will. I believe that by the summer or early fall, you're going to see a deal where they're going to have three things. Number one, U.S. intellectual property will be protected. Number two, we'll have a tariff-free zone system where they'll have to buy a number of our products so we won't have a giant trade deficit. Number three, you'll see China start to loosen up on some of the ways that they're using our tech companies to persecute their own citizens. I think it's WhatsApp, actually, under Google, is collaborating with China and their ID system. So there's 13 million plus Chinese that are basically, I call, under citizens. That means they can't get health care, can't get drugs, can't get a job, and can't get on a plane or a train. And that's not good. We want a system where these countries that we collaborate with on a trade basis start to treat their own populations more humanely and don't develop what I call a totalitarian control system using cybernetic technology, which we often have. And that also ties back in with both the Democrats and Republicans are actually looking at trying to improve the situation with the big tech companies not manipulating our elections. But I think China is going to come across. I think Xi knows that Trump wants to make a deal that's going to be good for China and good for America and good for the Belt and Road for the world. These other countries need this.
At the same time some of these companies are leaving China, American corporations are going to the Trump administration saying it would be a disaster to cut off relations with China because of the mutual needs.
Exactly.
And I'm talking about Fortune 500 companies that are saying that...
That's why this tariff thing can't continue through the fall. This will have catastrophic effects on the economy of the world. It will have... it's mainly going to be the speculators that actually speculate on the stock market and so on in the speculative economy. So if it continues, it won't just be we're gathering money. Because right now, the money, in a sense, is a tax against American citizens buying Chinese products. It is hurting China mainly because they're worried long-term. If this isn't solved, China's going to have a number of companies leave China and go to other countries so they won't suffer the tariffs. Right? That's what's going on.
Let me just go to the other points on this upcoming meeting. Because the Chinese president, as you know, just met with Kim Jong-un last week. And he made it clear to Kim that the Chinese expect Kim to have another meeting with Trump and to consolidate a deal.
Right.
He also said that Kim said that's what he intends to do. Right. And then Trump and Kim have exchanged letters, and Kim said that he was very pleased with the response from Trump. Now, Trump will go from Osaka, Japan, to South Korea to meet with President Moon of South Korea, who has just had more communications with the North Koreans. And so there's going to be progress, probably, on the situation with North Korea. If Trump can keep some of these troublemakers like Bolton out of the picture.
Right.
So what will happen is that coming off the G20, you'll have the Trump-Putin discussion on arms negotiations, on Ukraine, on Syria, on Iran, peaceful resolution to these situations. You'll have the important China-U.S. progress on trade.
Right.
You have the North Korea situation moving. And then, very important, look who's on the sideline. Macron can't
right.
get any attention. Theresa May had a meeting with Putin, and she had the stone-faced look because Putin just said, well, we'd like better relations with Britain. But Putin just gave an interview with the Financial Times, and he said, unlike Britain, Russia is a democracy.
That's pretty funny.
And then what's also interesting is that it's coming out that the Guardian, which, remember, the Guardian was the paper that covered the Snowden story through Glenn Greenwald.
Right.
And then had its computers smashed by the British intelligence services and basically then became an instrument of the British deep state. It turns out that there are reports that Luke Harding, who's one of the key reporters for The Guardian, who wrote this book defending Christopher Steele, that he's been on the payroll of MI6.
Right.
So it's not something that you wouldn't have suspected. But these are all coming out. Similarly, we'll hear more about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, more than we'd really want to know, but how they were working.
By the way, all those emails were flushed by the Mueller report. They never made any comment about them. Well, this is central to understanding how the genesis of this got started. So the fact that Mueller is ignoring them, when he gets before the Congress and starts answering questions, Mueller himself is going to get prosecuted for lying to Congress. He could end up in an orange jumpsuit, just like Strzok and Page and others. So this is not going to be funny. This is going to get really ugly here. And I don't think Trump and Mr. Barr, the new AG, are going to back off.
Well, we're going to be submitting a list of questions to Republicans that they should ask, such as the question of Konstantin Klimenik, who Mueller said was a Putin agent, who turns out to have been on the State Department payroll since 2013.
Really?
Yeah, the guy who was Manafort's partner.
Also, right.
The relationship between the Felix Sater, the so-called real estate mogul, and Michael Cohen, who were supposedly negotiating this Trump Tower deal in Moscow. Turns out Sater was not only an FBI informant since his conviction in 1998 of stock fraud, but he was under the jurisdiction of Andrew Weissman, who was a prosecutor in New York City, who later became the number two guy on the Mueller report.
Well, yeah, so the attack dog.
Mueller didn't know that Weissman was controlling Felix Sater when he said that Sater was working with Trump on the Moscow towers.
I think Mueller is a lot of trouble. Now, it's not just this issue of the I call it Mueller dossier. I've changed it from the Mueller report to the Mueller dossier. But Mueller has a lot to answer for. Cover up of 9/11, Benghazi, and the China, and basically the what's called the Uranium Gate, I call it, where 20% of uranium through the Clinton Foundation got given to Russia. All of this, Mueller has been involved in all this crap. Okay, and you know he's pretty deep state himself. So right. Well, you know, he was FBI director when they covered up 9/11, which is an inside job. I honestly think that your points here are very well taken. I think Trump's going to come out of a deal, and in this summer, I expect China and Russia to start collaborating. You're going to start seeing things like, I hopefully see these missiles taken out of La Rochelle Island and the South China Sea. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses. Hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels. Valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic. Milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Welcome back. So
Harley, you've got lots of stuff to say here today. I really think that this weekend's going to be a very telling weekend. Not only did Trump have a major, rally in Orlando, and they had 120,000 people wanted to be there. I think the stadium filled 20,000, and there were many people camping outside. But I think also people grasp the idea that Trump is got a heart and he's reasonable. He pulled back from attacking Iran, which is smart because, you know, in the military they say if you hear a bullet whiz past your ear, it means you're still alive. And we miss something because if we scare the Russians or do something really stupid, we could precipitate World War III. But it's not good for us or anybody. And we have to realize, Lewis knew this decades ago, that the same thing as a codependency in the economy. We need to have a strong China and strong Asian countries. We need strong Russia. We need countries where people can travel back and forth and do tourism and economic and intellectual tourism. But we also have to have what I call a defensive Earth strategy because mankind is about to leap off planet Earth. We have major billionaires like the guy that owns Amazon and so on talking about this. You know, we call space tourism to near space, like hotels around the Earth, etc. But we have to realize that we are about to start leaping across the galaxy and colonizing not only Mars, recolonizing, because, by the way, there's ancient populations that were on there. But we have to start realizing that mankind can only save itself if we actually leave Earth. We can only save ourselves if we start just thinking about Earth as our collective home rather than the idea that we can have a battle with each other and we're going to survive it. We're not, okay?
Well, let me get to the follow-up point to what's happening with Trump in this meeting. The fact that he did pull back from a decision to attack Iran opened the door for the summit to take place. The people who were pushing for an attack on Iran were trying to sabotage a Trump-Putin meeting.
Right.
And what Trump did was make sure that this meeting took place. Remember, at the Buenos Aires G20 summit in January of this year, the meeting was canceled because of the Ukrainian ship seized in the Kerch Strait by the Russians.
Right.
And the event before that was canceled because of the Skripal affair.
Right.
So, which was a British false flag operation. So this time Trump made sure that nothing got in the way. And he was mocking the media by wagging a finger at Putin and say, don't mess with our elections.
Yeah, I know. In fact, it was done in a joking way. And the media went crazy about that, didn't they?
Well, they did, and if you watch the Democratic debate or if you watch any of the discussion going on in the Congress, they act as though Mueller proved that there was Russian hacking, when all Mueller did was cite a fake report by CrowdStrike, which is an anti-Russian operation of the Atlantic Council, which was hired by the Democratic Party to do cybersecurity for them. Now, if, in fact, there had been a hack, that means CrowdStrike was incompetent because they didn't stop it or didn't notice
right.
it 20 days later.
Right.
But then for them to come out with a report based on no forensic evidence saying that it was the Russians that did it, and then Clapper and Brennan in the January 2017 intelligence community assessment asserting that they're reasonably certain that the Russians did it, and now it's everyone says the Russians did it, the Russians did it, but no one's ever proved it. And in fact, there's more forensic evidence to prove the opposite, that it was an inside job. So the whole Russian question is getting blown apart by Putin and Trump sitting down and saying, what's important between our two countries is not that we're messing with each other's elections, but that we're going to work together to end an arms race, which Trump and Putin talked about in Helsinki last year. And what said to Putin is, why should we in the United States spend $750 billion on so-called defense when we have huge shortfalls in healthcare, in education, in transportation, infrastructure, and so on? So the discussion is being shifted by Trump away from confrontation with Russia and China. Remember, Obama's Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was supposed to increase trade between the U.S. and Asia with a free trade agreement, excluded China.
How can you do that? That's crazy. The largest trading countries outside the United States is China, and you're going to exclude them? That's nuts.
Well,
right?
It also is nuts. And so Trump pulled us out of that, and now he and Xi are going to be talking about a bigger agreement. What Trump and Putin also talked about is bringing China into the intermediate nuclear missile talks and also the broader strategic arms limitation agreements.
Right.
Because either of them want to spend the money on that. Now, the Russian defense budget is very tiny compared to ours.
Right.
But they've been making pretty good use of it. But here's the interesting point from Russia. There has been a big fight for a while to get Putin to drop his willingness to tolerate Western financial manipulation in Russia. And the key person who is doing this is a man named Kudrin, who is the Russian finance minister.
Right.
Now, Kudrin is essentially a free trade guy. He's someone who says, cut the budget, can't spend money that you don't have, no investment in infrastructure. And meanwhile, Russia has been suffering because of that stupidity.
Right.
So in the last weeks, Kudrin has suddenly said that he realized his approach is not working.
Right.
And he's leaning toward the approach of his so-called rival for Putin's policy agreement, namely Sergei Glazyev.
Right.
Now, Sergei Glazyev is a Hamiltonian economic nationalist who points to Lyndon LaRouche as the economic theorist he's most comfortable with. Glazyev wrote a book about the Yeltsin period called Genocide, which he gave to our organization to publish in English.
Right.
Glazyev recently sent a very beautiful and moving tribute to LaRouche after LaRouche's passing. And the other day, Putin said, well, Kudrin has said it, and now I'll say it. We're moving toward the vision of Sergei Glazyev, which means Putin is, in a sense, adopting LaRouche's economic nationalism, which I would say is one step above what Trump's economic nationalism is. That is, that Trump's in the right direction, but he really has to break the power of the central banks, including the Federal Reserve, not just jawbone them, but break their power and go back to a Hamiltonian credit system.
Yeah, well, what I would like to see is I'd like a Hamiltonian credit system that locks in a currency exchange difference backed by gold again.
That's
so that
exactly
all the, so you get rid of all the tariffs in the world and you have a locked in currency exchange, and then you don't have trade tariffs to fight over. And you just respect each other's intellectual property, and problem solved. It's that simple, isn't it?
That would be a new Bretton Woods.
And it also means, at the same time, you've got to get rid of the Fed Reserve. The Fed Reserve system, which pixie dust in our dollars once the printing office prints them, is a great part of the problem. And the fact that speculative banks in Britain, in Jersey and Guernsey Islands and the Grand Cayman, are using the manipulative economy of the speculation and the false speculation, which, by the way, blew up the economy in 2008, and that is based on the idea of the Fed Reserve. The Fed Reserve, by the way, is the problem. And this is the reason why China doesn't want to surrender its currency to the reserve system, because it knows it'll gobble up the Chinese economy, and the speculative economy will destroy China, right?
The Federal Reserve is a private central bank.
Right.
The European Central Bank is a private central bank controlled by the large banks in Europe. The
right.
Bank of England is a private central bank. Governments have no say in their policies.
Right.
They, in fact, are hostage to these central banks.
Right.
Now, occasionally you have a central banker who has a policy of providing credit for infrastructure and development. But for the most part, you don't. For the
right.
most part, their concern is profit for the too-big-to-fail banks.
Well, what I heard from my sources is that the primary thing, there were many things that were ticked off the powers that be that didn't like what John F. Kennedy was doing. But one of the first ones, he printed over $5 billion of Kennedy, you know, green bucks.
Treasury notes.
And so he was actually going to get it aside from the U.S. Federal Reserve System with printing treasury notes that didn't have pixie dust from the Federal Reserve System out of Europe. And that is one of the main reasons why the powers that be decided to kill him.
What Kennedy was doing, and this is crucial to understand Trump. Kennedy was fighting the so-called deep state, which at
right.
that time was not just the CIA, but also the military, people like
right.
Curtis Lindsay and others. But he was also trying to fight the banks that were tied to the City of London,
right.
who were continuing colonial policy toward the developing sector. Kennedy was anti-colonialism,
right.
because he was an American patriot who understood that the American Revolution was a shining model for how you break away from an imperial controller. And one of the aspects of that was that Kennedy knew that we didn't have a sovereign monetary system because the Federal Reserve was tied to New York Fed, which was the money center banks, and the City of London.
Right. In fact, that 1913 deal is what collapsed the dollar in 1933, 20 years later, and caused much of our gold to be shipped to Europe. And since that time, we've been in a state of a suspended martial law since 1933. People don't know this. They don't realize that Kennedy became fully aware of this and decided while he was sick with Addison's disease, he was going to actually be an American patriot, and they killed him for it. This is one of the main reasons. He upset the banks. He upset the globalists. This is why one of the primary reasons why John F. Kennedy was shot in the head.
In particular, what Kennedy was saying is that instead of taking the Fed on directly, he was meeting with the Fed and telling them, you've got to ease credit, and they wouldn't do it. And so he, in June 1963, issued Executive Order 11110, which authorized the Treasury Department to issue currency. And it was actually almost $11 billion initially, and it was going to be $20 to $30 billion, which would have completely upset the Federal Reserve models. Which said,
right, and that was all going to go into infrastructure too, wasn't it?
Well, they said you can't have all this money in circulation because it's inflationary. Kennedy right. said, no, we're going to put it in circulation through investment in physical production.
Right.
We're going to give the credit to the steel industry to modernize their plants. Because remember, this is when you were having the beginnings of the so-called environmental movement. And the steel industry said, well, we can try and cut back, but it would be better if we upgraded it and modernized it.
Yeah, modernize so it doesn't produce pollution, right? And, of course, this is a version of Hamiltonian economics, which the Chinese did. They studied our model. They did it in 2008. We didn't under Barack Obama. And so this is the reason why the banks killed Kennedy. People have to understand the deep state and the banks were the primary reasons behind why Kennedy was shot in the head.
And, Bill, it's also important to understand that in 2007, when Lyndon LaRouche made a forecast in July 2007 saying there would be a banking collapse in the very near term, he put forward a proposal which was modeled on Kennedy and the Hamiltonian system, which would have kept people in their homes instead of having 8 to 10 million families displaced by foreclosures.
Right.
It would have also invested in creating new jobs to replace the ones that were lost by the outsourcing and the corporations going overseas. LaRouche had a whole policy. And a number of the things that Trump has done follow the model of LaRouche. The one thing that he didn't do, where he should have listened to Kennedy, Trump should have, right. Kennedy's tax credit for corporations is dependent on investing the money you get from the credit.
Right.
New plant equipment, worker training, research and development, and so on. And that's what Kennedy did that spurred the Great Recovery.
Right.
So that's the real issue.
Yeah, and so basically Trump is back in the same. That's why the banks in both the left and the right are after Trump. It's not because, remember, before he became the president, he was one of the most popular guys in multimedia. I mean, Trump. With The Apprentice and many other things he's done, and he's got tons of magazines showing how great everybody loved him. The globalists didn't like him because he's been making these statements about the economy for 20 or more years before he became president. These are not new comments of Trump. They're the old comments because he saw this happening when he was a much younger man.
Well, I'm two issues. One, banking, and secondly, no more wars. Those
right.
were the two issues define Trump as different from the 16 Republicans he opposed and Hillary Clinton.
And by the way, all the Democrats. So all of these Democrats were cheering on when he was going to attack Iran. I find it a little bizarre that the only time that Nancy Pelosi and Schumer think Trump is great is when he's about to bomb Iran. Don't you think that's crazy?
Well, it's typical.
Yeah, it's evil. Let's call it what it is. Evil is the word live backwards. It's demonic. And again, Trump is a decent person with a common sense and an ability to see beyond. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetaline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Well,
welcome back. So, you know, I'm very pleased that we have this Russian economist that actually Putin agrees with. And the fact that they're making a big joke about this is me, you know, right in the face of Mueller. By the way, Mueller, when he starts answering questions, because he said, I'm not going to answer questions. I'm sorry, bud. You're going to answer questions of Congressman and Senator. It won't just be Democrats trying to kind of say how terrible Trump is. And, of course, the last 2 days of meetings that the Democrats have, they're saying the most obscene things about Trump, which are not based on facts or reality. And what's going to blow up in their face is when these questions cross-examine Mueller and others that are going to be before Barr, Horowitz, and Durham, is there's going to be people doing the orange jumpsuit perk wop. There are going to be people go to prison between now and the fall. And these damn Democrats better damn well shut up. And same thing with the big media. Both Democrats and Republicans are going to start shutting down Google and these other media because it's happening in Europe. The Europeans are not putting up with these big tech companies running and controlling the media, are they?
Well, they're fining them. But, you know, I've got to tell you, the media in Europe is as bad or worse than in the U.S. In Germany, for example, the political system's falling apart. And on top of that, there are now indications that Merkel may be in bad health. She had a second bout of tremors recently at a public event, just the day before she went to Osaka. And there's no one to replace her in the Christian Democrats. The other political parties are collapsing, and the only one that's gaining is the Greens. Well, and the Greens are psychotic and insane because they're the ones behind the shutdown of nuclear power in Germany. They got Merkel to agree with it after Fukushima.
Right.
While the German plants had nothing to do compared to the Japanese plant.
Right.
But they're also now going for an exit from coal in Germany.
And by the way, Germany has tons of coal. I mean, that's how the diesel engine was developed by the Germans in World War II. This is suicidally stupid for a major industrial nation in the world. And what's happening
also
is...
They're attacking the auto sector. You know,
yeah, right. Crazy.
Said car companies have to build more diesel cars. So they all shifted a certain percentage of their workforce over to diesel production. Now they're saying that diesel particulate matter causes cancer. And the auto industry is challenging it. We're seeing for the first time in Germany people saying, why are we getting out of nuclear? Because, you know, the problem they have with the solar and windmills is when it's hot and windy, you get enough power. But when it's gray and cloudy, as it is in Germany more than half the year, you have no storage system to protect the power.
Well, actually, I know how the storage system was developed by my niece, Daniela, who finished her master's degree in nuclear physics at 13 at Princeton, and her PhD, and she developed a storage system for gigawatts of power, which she's selling around the world. She was moved back from Northern California back to Nova Scotia, but she's a super genius, okay? I have some really smart people in my family. My younger sister's daughter, Daniela, developed that system. The problem is, we need to move toward tokamak fusion reactors. We need to move, and I don't want to see the Solaran craziness, which is a rut and passion to pump solar powers through the atmospheres through high energy lasers or microwaves through the upper troposphere because they weaponize it with nanoparticles. So what I see happening is insane ideas that are going to collapse the economy. And in fact, if you have people like AOC, we call her absent a cortex. Do you like that, AOC?
Yeah.
Absent a cortex. And these other Greens are nuts. I mean, they're not scientifically valid. They have tried to turn environmentalism into a religion. I believe in total recycling. I don't think we should have any storage facilities.
This isn't recycling. That's not what the Greens are about. The hardcore Green movement is an anti-population movement.
It's exactly.
It's a population reduction movement, which would make the Nazis blush. And this is what we said many, many years ago when they first became prominent. Now, we're going to be putting out a report on the German situation, which will show that behind the whole green movement are the global corporations and the banks, because they're the ones funding it. They're the ones who fund the university seats and the centers where they do this fake research.
Right.
Like
East Anglia in Britain. And the United Nations and the various organizations like the World Constitution Parliament Association. I met Dr. Isley in 97, a physicist who was pushing this idea of carbon capture. And I challenged him scientifically, and after hours of talking to the idiot, he realized he couldn't fence with me. But these morons wouldn't try to dialogue with Dr. Deagle or Patrick Moore because we founded the Greenpeace movement over 50 years ago. What I see happening is suicidally stupid. It's dangerous as hell, and it doesn't solve the degradation of the environment because our oxygen at sea level has dropped from 21 to 19% because we're destroying the benthic layer of the ocean phytoplankton. We have an ozone layer that's dependent on oxygen, ultraviolet light, and a pulsed magnetic field, which is weakening. And we have idiots in the climate thing that think that human beings are generating enough CO2 that's causing global warming. These people are demented and evil as hell.
Well, if you go back, let me just make two points here on this. The key guy in Germany in pushing the nuclear exit, the coal exit, the fossil fuel exit, is a man named Schellenhuber. Schellenhuber was working at the Potsdam Climate Research Center.
Right.
He then got a position in London. He's brought in on the Vatican Science Council. He was given an OBE, the Office of the British Empire, and he's Merkel's chief advisor on this.
Now, well,
he said that the world can only sustain 1 billion people.
Well, look at the Duke of Edinburgh.
People working with him say the world can only sustain 500 million people. So what happens to the other 6.5 to 7 billion people? They're planning on wiping them out.
Now, well, I can tell you how they're planning on doing it. They want to cut off water supplies. We can see it in one of the larger cities in India now where they're on 60 days of water. We have Ireland now actually moving toward banning vehicles and moving toward this compact super cities. We have globalists that basically are talking about in the website called Deagle, DEAGEL.com, which is a play on my name, a military site that they're going to collapse the American population by 2025, just 6 years from now, to somewhere around 63 million. So where the hell did the rest of them go? Probably either have left the country or dead. And these maniacs are so rabid, it's just freaking insane. And people don't get it that they're actually controlling through the ICLEI and the COGS and the United Nations and literally through the British banks and these globalists. They're getting ready. They want to force vaccinate us. They're giving us toxic food. They want to put up 5G network that's toxic to our gut biome and mitochondria and insects. So all the pollinating insects are dying and birds falling out of the sky. And these same people, for example, the Rothschilds are pushing Solaris and are pushing 5G. And last week, 6 low-Earth orbit satellites were put up by SpaceX. These maniacs are not doing any biological testing to see what it'll do to the biosphere or the human population or your gut biome or insects that are pollinating. They don't give a crap, okay? They don't.
Well, the fact is that they're on record as saying that there are too many people. And that's been their policy. That goes back to Malthus at the time of the American Revolution.
Right.
Let me make the second point on what the German operation is. In 1989, when the wall came down, there were two proposals put forward, three proposals actually. One was that Germany could only reunify if it became an agrarian country. That was unacceptable to too many Germans.
Agrarian? You mean like just grow food and stuff?
Yeah. Shut down industry completely.
Whoa.
That's the old Morgenthau plan from World War II.
Right.
The second proposal was that you set up the European Union underwritten by the Deutschmark, eventually going into the euro, which was what was adopted under pressure from Margaret Thatcher, Mitterrand, and George H.W. Bush. The third proposal was LaRouche's proposal that German industry should start moving into Eastern Europe, Russia, and China with rail systems, with power systems, with new plant and equipment to take advantage of the skilled workforce that had been poorly employed under the Soviet and communist system. Now, one of the proponents of LaRouche's idea was a man named Alfred Herrhausen, who was the CEO of Deutsche Bank. And he was murdered by so-called terrorists who didn't exist. It was an assassination by probably British intelligence, something called Gladio, a NATO operation.
Right.
After Herrhausen was killed, there was a second person called Rohwedder, who was in charge of the Treuhand, which was the company or the institution set up to manage East German industry. And he wanted to modernize it. He was also murdered by the same so-called terrorists. From that point forward in Germany, there was terror, fear, to go with any policy except the European Union policy, the euro, Germany underwriting, bad economies, and so on. And that's where the Green Movement was propelled into the forefront, where it is today. It's becoming the largest party in Germany.
Right. That's really scary because, to be honest with you, the Germans are not reproducing their population. They're immigrating tons of people into the country that their culture will not enjoy. For example, Muslim and Islam itself cannot integrate with Western economies or cultures. It can't. It's a lie to think that Islam, if you actually read the Quran and the Hadith, will ever integrate with the West. It's not going to. It will have enclaves where they want to have their own Sharia law. In New York City, I happen to know from my contacts, there's large areas where Sharia law is already being enforced by a private parallel police force that's Islamic. People don't know this, do they?
Well, I'm not sure that that's true, but Bill...
I know it's true. I have my own sources. What I'm saying is, what we have to understand here is Germany is going to be forced by other populist nations like Italy, Hungary, etc., that are trying to leave the European Union and want to reformulate what superstate Europe is. So they have some degree of autonomy.
That's what the Hamiltonian economics is. The fight in Germany right now is, will German corporations work with the Silk Road or not? Will they work with Russia or not? The medium and small businesses want to work with China and Russia. The large global corporations do not.
Do they have? So the smaller corporations are already talking to make deals with China or Russia or Eastern Europe.
They're trying to. Because that's the only place they can get credit, and that's also right. Where they can get markets.
Right, but the large transnational corporations don't want to do that. They're part of the banking cabal, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and they favor speculation, and they have debt problems going out the wazoo. They can't deal with unless you have quantitative easing and central banks that channel all the money to them for their purposes as opposed to put it into real physical production.
Wow.
So that's the fight.
Yeah.
And that's why the LaRouche movement is so important, because we understand this historically, scientifically, and economically because of the breakthroughs that were made during his life by Lyndon LaRouche.
Right. And by the way, it's all based a lot on a study of history. My great-great-grandfather owned the Silk Trail between Damascus, Syria, and China. He was a basha. They owned the largest caravan traveling between Damascus, and their family for thousands of years owned the largest caravans going to China. It's because those caravans and trade existed that war didn't exist. People don't get this. Trump is a businessman. He understands that. That's why even if we know that Russia weaponized the weapon systems of North Korea, that's how you de-weaponize them. You work out a deal and everybody's happy. And like the little movie he made for Kim, where there's a little horse running across the top of the water between the East China Sea. It was actually kind of pretty funny. It's about a five-minute video, and you can tell he probably got through to Kim. But by the way, Kim's got a dark side. I mean, after his last meeting, whether it's the hardliners in his government, they killed a couple of the negotiators that didn't make the deal with Trump. Well, Trump's not going to make a deal unless it works both ways. And the same thing with Iran. Trump only wants one thing from Iran: on-the-ground inspections to make sure they don't create weapons-grade uranium. Everything else, leave the regime alone. Let the people 10 or 20 or 30 years from now change the regime. You don't need to have a war or start something really ugly that'll kill a lot of people on both sides. Right?
That's right.
Amazing. What LaRouche said is the common sense that he had to say, like the pirate themes, dead men tell no lies. Well, now all the brilliance of Lyndon LaRouche are speaking from the grave, and it's still the truth, isn't it?
That's right.
Amazing. We still need that release of Lyndon LaRouche, who was persecuted by the deep state, wasn't he?